back in January of last year, right down through April of last year, 2008, there were several break-ins at the U.S. Passport Office, where all applications for passports and all information on passports is kept. No matter how many passports you have, there's an archive of your travel activities, names used, when you got married, date of birth, etc., place of birth, nationality. There was a break-in at the passport office, and the Washington Times and other major news media outlets reported that the break-in at the passport office had demonstrated that someone had rifled through the passports of Hillary Clinton. And oh, and by the way, a couple of weeks later, they then further stated that the passport for Barack Obama and John McCain had also been looked at the time, but they didn't indicate whether or not the passports had been altered, whether or not information had been taken illegally. They just simply reported that there had been a break-in at the passport office and that Hillary Clinton was the target of the break-in to discover her passports. Now, I mean, you've got to be kind of silly to think that anybody would want to break into the passport office to find out about Hillary Clinton's travels when everybody knows where she's traveled to, where she's been. Everybody knows about her date of birth. Everybody knows her father's name, mother's name, where she went to school. There's nothing secretive about Hillary Clinton. Her life had been scrutinized as a former first lady. Everything possible about her had already been scrutinized. So why would her passport contain information that one would consider to be secretive? It doesn't make any sense unless you are a complete moron. The person who was the target of the break-in at the passport office was Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, but the news people tried to skew it as if it was about Hillary Clinton, thinking that the American people are absolute loons and idiots not to think that Obama or somebody want to know something about John McCain. Who wants to know anything about John McCain? Everybody wants to know where Obama was born, what passport he has used, etc. Now, so this was reported that the passport office records were broken into, but they never gave a clear statement about what took place. MSNBC, Washington Times, and other news outlets covered the story. Now, the Washington Times also back in April covered the story that a Lieutenant Quarrel Harris, Jr., who was 24 years old, who was cooperating with the federal investigators regarding the passport break-in because he was working in the passport office or had been assigned security or had some information about the selling of information that had been stolen from the passport office and was cooperating with federal authorities investigating the matter. Exactly what he knew and when he knew it, we are not clear, because after it was reported and made public that Lieutenant Quarrel Harris, 24 years old, a naval officer, was reported to be cooperating, giving up information as he had employment information regarding what was happening at the passport office, was found shot dead in his car in front of the Judah House Praise Baptist Church in Northeast Washington, D.C. 24 years old, giving up information to the federal investigators regarding the passport break-in, was shot dead. And so therefore, the story goes cold, the trail goes cold. We haven't heard anything further about the passport break-in incident. But let me say this to you. I suspect that those who broke into the passport office were not Americans. I suspect that whoever broke into the passport office and whoever killed Lieutenant Quarrel Harris was or were foreigners, perhaps the Russians, perhaps the Chinese, who have been involved in espionage of breaking in and hacking into computers, military, Pentagon information for the last year, and America just doesn't seem to have the ability to stop them, the Chinese, from infiltrating their security systems. Or maybe it was the state of Israel. I believe that, or it could have been the state of Iran. I believe that there is a foreign nation who broke into the passport office and has secured the accurate information about Obama's passport, his legality, his name, his Jakarta travels, all of that, where the record was complete, because when he applied for a passport and used it here in America as an Indonesian, all of that information would be there. I think a foreign government now possesses all of that information. But I also think that they possibly could have broken into the Honolulu birth certificate office and confiscated whatever birth certificate was there. And the reason why no birth certificate is being presented is because there's none to present. That the actual birth certificate of Obama doesn't exist anymore. That it has been confiscated or stolen by a foreign nation, whether the Chinese, Russian, the Jewish people, the State of Israel, Iran, or some other world power. They want to call Obama a puppet. And by having this information that this foreign nation can demonstrate at any time that Obama is not a legitimate citizen. I believe that. I also want to further state this, that most Americans, if not all Americans, know clearly that Obama is not a U.S. citizen. Nobody's really in doubt about that anymore. They know that he is an illegal alien, but they also know that the root of his the conspiracy to get him into the White House is so deep that a trial would tear this nation apart, mainly because it would involve Hillary Clinton being complicit, John McCain being complicit, George Bush, George Tenet, Robert Mueller. All of these people would be complicit in the process of bringing Obama to trial. So therefore, the powers that be have made the decision to just let it go, kick him to the curb in 2012, and sweep it under the rug and let America keep on trucking. I want to say this to you. That would not have been the decision of Abraham Lincoln. When he toiled over the decision of the Civil War regarding the issue of slavery, he understood that it was going to tear this nation apart. But yet, as a prudent man, rather than having the ills of slavery continue to grow up around his feet, and he be complicit with continuing violence and evil and the destruction of the American way, he allowed the war to go forward, knowing that a healing would take place at the end of the war. And I'm urging all Americans now to recognize that you also need to let this matter go to trial, bring Obama to trial, and if this Justice Roberts also must be placed on trial, that it tears up our Supreme Court, it literally tears up the Senate and the Congress, it brings George Bush to trial, and a host of others who had prior knowledge but would not inform the American people as their fiduciary or integral duty, bring them to trial, let it tear America apart, but we're strong enough to bounce back, heal ourselves, and move forward. But if we allow this matter to never be brought to trial, if we allow this phony, this alleged president, Obama, to continue to hold the office being constitutionally ineligible, really what it says and what it does, it says that our Constitution is no longer a law, and that we will allow people, because they have high and exalted positions, that we will allow them to become above the law. Essentially what we're saying is this, is that Obama is above the law, because when you become so important, to bring you to trial causes too many ill feelings. So once you reach a certain level of political power, whether it be a senator or vice president or president, you don't have to be tried for anything because you are just above the law. We cannot allow that to be a part of our American future or our American history. I plead with you. Bring Obama to trial. There is no birth certificate in the Honolulu vault because some foreign government has taken it. I'll tell you this as well. Some foreign government broke into the passport office. We must bring Obama to trial, and all those that are associated with him must also go to trial. But just like Abraham Lincoln toiled and labored over a great decision to go to war to end slavery, I'm saying we must go to war to end the occupation of our nation, our White House, our Oval Office, by this usurper, this illegal alien. I am saying to you, we must move forward. We must bring him to trial. And we as a nation will be able to withstand whatever happens as a result of Obama going to trial. But if we don't, we no longer have a nation. We must, I appeal to you, I plead with you, do not allow this man to occupy the office of presidency, or Chief Justice Roberts to occupy the office of the Supreme Court. We have no legitimate Supreme Court now. We have no legitimate president, and we can never get another legitimate president or never get another legitimate Supreme Court if we don't stop it now. We must, I appeal to you, America, I appeal to you, that we come together as a nation and call a trial and let the chips fall where they may.